Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We really are keeping it quite real over here today. I've got to say, I am packing like a maniac for tomorrow morning where I go to Denmark for the wonderful Elle Style Awards. Super excited for that. And I also have a very big photo shoot on Monday to do my new stocking collection, which we will be shipping worldwide after this, which is super exciting. But I was just told by the art director this morning that instead of shooting me as a model, instead they want to shoot me as a big personality, which means bringing half of my closet. So I've realized that I'm not going to get it into less than 4 suitcases. My darling Sophie rings the buzzer because you see, it is Thursday morning, time to do a potty before we go off. And here we are in the kitchen with only 7% on my computer. Totally forgot to charge it. And so therefore we're doing it on one microphone, which is also good. But you know, we are, as Sophie just said, keeping it extremely real. So a big good morning from over here.
Good morning from over here too. Well, as Caroline said, it's a manic month this month. I mean, there's so many different things happening and trying to pack it in, it can be a real challenge. And it's finding the tools that we use really to manage our stress levels, our happiness, keeping abreast of everything we're supposed to be doing, keeping on top of things, not forgetting. I mean, I did another fatal flawed error yesterday and was sitting in a meeting when the school rang and said Harry's match starts in half an hour, where's his games kit? And I was like, I knew I'd forgotten something. I'd cut up the loo roll, I'd put in the recycled plastic, I'd literally skimmed our recycling bin for all the essential items for Finn's art project, but I'd forgot to put Harry's sports kit in the car. And I think as mothers, you know, there are going to be some epic fails sometimes, and juggling 100 different things at the same time, I think Caroline and I are both guilty of not being able to say no, is always a constant struggle.
Oh my gosh, Sophie, that happened to you yesterday. Well, I can tell you something very similar happened to me. We were sitting having a wonderful leisurely breakfast, Nico and I. Josephine has to be at school bang on 8. Nico can be there between 8 and 8:20. So we decided just to take a little more time over his breakfast, poodle along to school at 8:15, only to realize that the school have gone on a school trip. It was sharp leaving 8 a.m. from Milner Street. And there Nico was standing in reception with the rest of his class on their way to the Roald Dahl Museum. And the school calling me saying, so he was actually supposed to be on Milner Street at 8 sharp. And I was like, how did I miss that email? Fortunately, such a wonderful, wonderful, very understanding school ended up inviting Nico to go into his class from last year with his wonderful teacher from last year. And Nico could have the opportunity of being teacher's assistant for the day. So, you know, it all ended well. And I think in the time that we live in, when there is so much to juggle, and sometimes it does, excuse my language, go completely tits up. And on the days that it goes tits up, it's just wonderful to be surrounded by compassionate people who have a little bit of understanding that, you know, not every single day is going to be a perfect day. You know, one of my favorite expressions, perfectly imperfect. And, you know, it happens to all of us and probably more often than not.
I know. I think that's the reality, isn't it? Is we all try and manage to do all the things we set out to do. But the reality is we can probably only do 80% of them with real thoroughness. And the other 20%, you're playing catch up. And that's something I really struggle with. I mean, I find myself putting so much in my diary that I'm out all day and I can't respond to any emails until I get home. But of course, my day stops at 3:30 when I pick the boys up from school and doesn't restart until my eldest son's in bed between 8:30 and 9. So I'm not back in front of my computer until 9. And then I always find myself till midnight responding to emails and getting on top of my that day so that I can start the next day fresh. And it is a constant struggle. And actually, as I mentioned before, the kind of getting your head in the right place to manage things in a really, really good way and being more strict with yourself about what you're fitting in. I mean, I fitted in two things before I came here, which was a bit of a struggle. I had to forfeit my Palace body bar this morning, so I know I'm going to be a bit off kilter today. But just getting yourself in the right frame of mind and, you know, hypnosis, I found quite recently, really helps. Hypnosis to have a more balanced way of approaching things, not get overly stretched, and actually, you know, be quite strong about what you can and can't do rather than trying to fit too much in. Because it is a struggle for us mums. And yeah, I've got the added bonus now of looking for a new au pair to help us, which is super exciting. Our lovely au pair, Ivan, leaves to go back to his home country in Spain in July. And so now we're not only trying to manage work, but we're trying to find a lovely new member of the family to come and help with the children and the dogs and the cats and everything else. But tell me about your new arrivals. I was greeted today by two of the sweetest faces I've seen in a very, very long time. Two teeny weeny hairy puppies.
Yeah, we've actually been trying to keep it a little under wraps. It's been a secret little decision that my children and I decided to embark upon. And there is a reason why we have embarked upon getting two new little family members. And that is because we are actually moving house. I can't yet say where we're moving to, but we are moving. We are moving to a place in about 6 weeks' time with a wonderful garden. So I felt that I could, with real responsibility and confidence, have little pets in the house. As you all probably know, I've had a couple of pets before, and it's actually a real pain in my heart, and with a real sense of guilt, I've got to say, because when I chose our previous pets, and we did choose a set of Daxies a number of years ago, who we ended up having for 2 years, we loved them very much, but the really big problem with these two Daxies was that they were so hypersensitive, as I've now come to understand. Breeds can be too thorough, and the more thorough, especially Dachshunds are, the more sensitive they are. And these two little puppies, although we had them for almost 2 years, never, ever settled around children. And I'm mummy with a big M, like Sophie. Everything revolves around my children. My entire life revolves around my children. And my house is open to even more children. And as a result of that, it's in order for my home to function in a happy way, it's really important for me to have pets that feel secure and happy and safe around children. And even with the help of a wonderful dog trainer and over 18 months, our two previous Dachshunds just never settled. They were timid, they would hide, and no matter how gentle the children were, no matter how friendly they were, they never, ever settled around children. So it was really with a broken heart that we made the decision to give one of the Daxies to our wonderful cleaner, who still has the Daxie today, and she's become a really wonderful member of the family. Everyone is grown up. It's a very peaceful, quiet home with three adult members, and she thrives under those conditions. And the other Daxie ended up going to become a show dog in Italy and thrives under that life as well. So, you know, the most important thing to me was that my dogs came to happy homes. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to give them that here because my home is filled with children and lots of action. And the dog needs to have the right personality for that. So, you know, it was just as much for the puppies as it was, you know, for my home functioning in a way that it wasn't constantly feeling terrible that the Daxies were frightened and the children weren't having the joy of a real pet that they could love and interact with. The next pet we had was a Pomeranian that my daughter desperately wanted, and it was a gift for her after she had her tonsils taken out. The Pomeranian that she wanted was a white one. So we ended up getting it from Siberia. So it took quite a while to find the Pomeranian. And when we did finally find it, what I didn't realize when we took the Pomeranian home, it was already 5 months old, was the fact that this Pomeranian had never been outside before. It had never gone for a walk. It was used to inside living, pooing and peeing inside. And was, as soon as we actually took it outside, took it to the park, even just took it for a simple walk down the street, it was really frightened. And that fear came out as an aggression. And it ended up biting three people, including my little one. And I just decided after 2 weeks, this is just not a good fit. So I ended up giving that Pomeranian back to the breeder. And our next choice was wonderful Wilma. And Wilma was a very, very, very special dog. Wilma was a cockapoo who ended up being double the size of what she was supposed to be and with energy of a super forced, supercharged Duracell battery. Wilma had so much energy that she was able to jump onto the kitchen table. And furthermore, Wilma needed, in order for her just to be a little bit calm and not jump onto the kitchen table all day long, she needed to have two walks of about 2 hours. And unfortunately, I'm a single mother. I have three children and I also work full time. So it was just impossible for me to have 4 hours of my day, not to mention getting to and from the park, to really run her in the way that she needed to. So I ended up actually giving her to my best friend's parents-in-law who live in the countryside. And Wilma is the happiest dog on the planet. Apparently, the moment she wakes up, she runs outside and does 18 laps around the garden in full charge. She does this another 10 times during the day. She goes for two or three big hour-long walks and can still jump onto the kitchen table. So, you know, she was a country dog and it was just unfortunately not a good fit. And as guilty as I feel about it, as sad as it was to let them go, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's about everyone thriving. And I'm a big animal lover and I treat animals like humans. And I just think that, you know, for them, they need to have the best possible life. And that's what... So the new ones are called Minnie and Ollie. Aww. They are absolutely adorable. We've even started an Instagram for them, Minnie and Ollie, the two Daxies. They are truly wonderful. They arrived yesterday from Russia because we wanted this dapple breed, which is completely adorable. They're very, very, very chilled out. And I think also now the children are a little bit older. You know, they're much more able to help keep everything very calm. They're super sweet. And as I said, we're moving in 6 weeks to the next stage of our lives, which is super exciting. And we are moving to a home with a garden that's really appropriate for dogs to run around. So it's super exciting.
Gosh, well, let's hope these two little Daxies are absolutely perfect fit for your family. And I understand, you know, the pressures of having a dog. It is such a big commitment. And I think everybody, when they're deciding to take on a pet, has to really think it through because it is like having a baby for the first 6 months. And unlike humans where they kind of adapt to your life, sometimes dogs just can't fit in. And that's why, you know, there's so many dogs that don't work out in homes. But it's good that you've got the new Daxies. It's good that you're having a fresh start, and it's good that the children have responsibility, because I think that's really such a key thing with having pets, is giving the children responsibility to look after, to walk, to help feed, and, you know, and it gives you a really good excuse to get outside. And that's what I love about having a dog. I mean, I definitely have help during the week. I couldn't manage everything I do and walk Coco every day for an hour. Coco's a Labrador. She has to have an hour's walk. Otherwise, she puts on weight. And, you know, when we were living up on Putney Heath with the common, it was so easy because I had access to this huge space, and I'd love going out running there every day. But living in our smaller house now with our smaller garden definitely means more walking. And you do, we'd hate to think of your pet not having enough exercise and fresh air and enough happiness in their life, because obviously they do become a family member and they do become just as important as the children. And so our lovely au pair actually helps me with the walking during the week. And it means that at the weekends, the boys and I can take our bikes. We always go up still to Wimbledon Common, and we do the same walks that we used to do. It's just a little bit more of an effort, but it's definitely a commitment. And if you're thinking about getting a pet, these are things you really have to think through. And obviously the advantage of having a big garden means that you have access to open space all the time, which is lovely. But I'm so excited for your move. I mean, it's a big change about to happen in your life.
It's a massive change. But just quickly to finish off on the aspect of dogs, you know, I made a really big agreement with my children that, you know, these are forever dogs, which, you know, it means that these are going to be members of our family for the next 15 to 18 years. Our last two Daxies, who I got in 2000, both passed away this year. So one of them became 18 and one of them became 19. So, you know, taking care of your pet can really mean that they can have a very long life. And I think one of the reasons why Millie and Twiglet became so old was very much because we gave them real food. And I've had lots of discussions with pet experts. And there is a movement now more and more towards giving animals real food, especially brown rice, steamed chicken, steamed fish with lots and lots of vegetables. Yeah. And I really believe that's why Millie and Twiglet became so old.
Well, I Caroline Stanbury, her little Yorkie, teacup Yorkie, was only ever fed steamed chicken and rice because that was all they could agree with. And I think little dogs are very different. But what I was going to say is there's a new brand of dog food which is developed for humans and dogs. So it's dog food that humans can eat. Now, I'm not suggesting that you would serve up some dog food for your dinner party.
This is really funny that you say this, because when I was a child, we always had Labradors, and I was always apparently caught in the Labrador's cookie jar. They were these white cookies. I wasn't allowed anything sweet at the time. My mother was so sweet. So there was a tiny sweetness to the, I can actually remember the taste of these little square dog biscuits that I would eat from the age of three, because it was the only sweet thing that I was allowed.
That's hilarious. No, but there's a new movement, as you say, for dog food that humans can eat. Because I think, you know, a lot of the canned dog food used to be the offcuts, the bits that humans wouldn't want to eat. And I think, you know, our dogs are very much an integral part of our lives these days. And it's, you know, pet health is just as important as human health now, and we have to keep our dogs healthy and cats healthy on the inside and the outside.
So what is the name of this pet food brand? Because I've also got a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, who has, together with his wife, started a wonderful pet food company called Rockster. And they also are big supporters of the Yulin movement, which makes me very happy, because I think it's absolutely awful that anybody in this world could contemplate eating dogs. I think it's absolutely horrific. But I was very keen to get Sven Lay onto the podcast at one stage, because he's so knowledgeable around pets and their true needs, both physically and emotionally. And I just think for all you dog lovers and cat lovers and animal lovers, full stop out there, it's just a really, really interesting conversation. So we're definitely going to have him on very, very, very soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But I also wanted to share with you, Soph, I had a really interesting meeting last week with a wonderful woman called Petronella Ravenshare. Petronella, I met way back in 2016 because I had a time when I went around feeling extremely bloated. And it was really bizarre. At times, I would actually almost be able to stick my tummy out so much that I looked as if I was 6 months pregnant with triplets. And Petronella at the time was working a program called Metabolic Rate, which was a way of resetting your whole metabolism by taking bloods, from those bloods, finding out what you can and cannot digest. Yeah. And after doing a day's cleanse of only vegetables, you are put on a 16-day, quite strict program. But the reason why it's doable is because you do have three meals. And the three meals a day are actually of portions that are relatively decent in size. And after each meal, you can have a portion of fruit as a dessert. So that means for someone like me, it really helps my absolutely, my sweet tooth. And I found that after doing the Viva Maya, I came back and I felt as if my system was a little bit confused. I then decided to try a little bit of juicing, which only confused my system even more. And I found that all of a sudden, my body didn't know if it was coming or going. And I didn't feel as if I was able to digest anything properly anymore. I went to see my wonderful homeopath Victoria Young, who did this wonderful measuring of my insides. And she said to me, Caroline, it's really interesting that you feel like that because nothing is actually moving. It's not going forward. It's not going back. And so I decided it's time to go back to Petronella. So I met with Petronella last week. And what was extraordinary was also the fact that it did really impact me. As you all know, that when I went to the Viva Maya, I was told that I was thin fat, that I had a lot of fat on the inside. And it was interesting because when I went to Petronella and I had done my cleanse in 2016, I was down to a body fat of 18%. And when I went to see her now, it was 24%, which is relatively high when you take my body composition into consideration. And so we decided that I'm going to do this wonderful program again. I started 2 days ago with a day. First of all, you have to take three teaspoons of Epsom salt, and then you have to have a day of just eating vegetables. And my proper program started yesterday. I can give you an example of what it was. My breakfast was a big bowl of full fat Greek yogurt with a bowl of mango, and I could have my cappuccino with cow's milk. I'm so happy. I'm not dairy intolerant, so I'm super happy about that. I then for lunch had steamed chicken with lots of vegetables, and for dinner I had tuna with lots of vegetables as well. After lunch, I had a couple of dates. After dinner, I had a big sweet apple with cinnamon on top and lots of dates. And I just felt, you know, full and nourished and satisfied.
So and how long do you do this for?
So I'm going to do this for 16 days. But what I really want with you guys is Petronella has now created, having worked with the German Metabolic Rate, she's now created her own perfect program, because the thing is often with a metabolic rate, it's very, very easy to fall off it. So Petronella has actually created a program and written an incredible book about how to maintain a perfect metabolism so that you're getting all the nourishment that you need out of the food that you eat so that you have the right amount of energy all day long and you sleep in the right way. And what she also said, which was super interesting, is it is so important to have a cheat day. Everyone every week needs to have a cheat day, because if you live your life only eating certain food groups with very little fat, your metabolism gets lazy. So she encourages everybody once a week to have a cheat meal where you have whatever you want for your three meals of that day and really up your calories. Because if you don't up your calories on a regular basis, your body will forget how to burn all of these things. And the other thing that I wanted you to know, Sophie, is that what's really interesting is the fact that doing too much exercise whilst going on a juice thing or going on a detox is absolutely terrible, because as she writes here, while you detox, you can do no cardio exercise. You can do brisk walking, very gentle cycling, very gentle yoga, or Pilates, because these are excellent stress relievers. Odd though it may sound, too much exercise will sabotage weight loss because it encourages your body to burn your muscle rather than your fat, and it then turns your fat into bulk. How interesting is that?
Very interesting. Well, as you know, I am a powerless body bar addict, so I'd almost rather never juice and do the exercise, because for me, exercise is just part of my everyday. And actually, having not done it this morning, it does make me feel lethargic. It really does. It doesn't. My energy levels are lower than when I've done a good workout and got my endorphins going and feeling more just ready to take on the day rather than slightly tired and lethargic.
But I think it's really good then to ask Petronella, what is an alternative to, because I know you love your juicing. So I think it's a good question for her to say, look, Petronella, I love juicing twice a year, 3 days juicing. What should I be doing in those days? What will really make me not feel lethargic? What will help my energy levels? And what will complement this kind of thing? And I also really want to ask her about, because we've spoken about the paleo diet on our podcast. We've spoken about being vegan. We've spoken about being vegetarian, and she is one of the most knowledgeable nutritionists that there is around in London. And again, her book complements whatever food line you buy into. And I just think we should bring her on because she could answer a lot of fantastic questions. And by all means, all you guys out there, any questions, please do bring them our way as soon as possible, because I'm going to try and get Petronella onto the podcast in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Great. And that would be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I have a whole host of questions for her, and it's something actually that I should do more often, but I don't invest enough time or money in talking to a nutritionist. So I don't really know how my body is functioning. I just know when I feel well, and I know when I feel sluggish, and I know when I feel tired. And actually, mine is very much related to sleep and these days alcohol. If I drink alcohol, I feel terrible for at least 4 days. And I think the older you get, really, the more it affects you to, you know, with the recovery time. And, you know, I was at a huge 50th birthday party on Saturday night, having hosted 2 events last week, which you were kind enough to come to one of them. And by the Sunday, I was so exhausted, I literally couldn't move from my bed. And Alex obviously had the boys for the weekend, which was such a joy, because it just meant that I could take that day out and I could have a duvet day, as we've spoken about so many times. And I just literally, I didn't even respond to any messages. My poor friends by the next day were like, are you okay? And I was like, do you know what? I was just so tired. I just wanted to watch Netflix, stay in my pajamas and just have a really, really cozy day. And funnily enough, I woke up the following morning feeling a lot better, went to my powerless body bar, got my energy levels back up and felt fine again. But I think definitely for me, alcohol is a massive factor, and I just feel so much better when I'm not having any in my system. And and it affects my sleep. So if I've had a couple of glasses of wine before I go to bed, I wake up. I just wake up either really thirsty or desperate for the bathroom, or, you know, just broken sleep. And that I hate, because obviously sleep, as we've spoken about so many times, is just such an important part of life and really helps you stay balanced and happy and focused and feeling good about life and yourself and everything else. And, you know, I'm one of those people that the busier I am, the busier I can be. But in order to keep that maintained, I do need to sleep well, eat well. And when I say eat well, I mean, you know, I certainly have my cheat more than days now, actually. I have my cheat meals. When I feel like something, I won't deprive myself from having it. I mean, we had the joy of having a power cut last night. And it was such a busy, it's been such a busy couple of weeks. And I just thought, gosh, how lovely that we can just order from Deliveroo and I don't have to cook. And sadly, the dishwasher was the thing that powered our house out. So we had to wash up, but which is horrendous, my worst thing ever. But just having a lovely takeaway. We all wanted different things. Harry wanted sushi. Finn, of course, wanted dumplings. And I wanted a Thai green curry, which, as you know, I'm obsessed with. And we all sat round, and Ivan, our lovely au pair, ordered Singapore noodles. So we all had different things, which was hilarious. Four different deliveries from Deliveroo. But it was really lovely to sit down and share a meal that we all savoured every mouthful over. And we took such pleasure out of having our moment of no power, enjoying the foods that we really felt like in a really cosy candlelit kitchen. And there was something very magical about it. So I'm all for cheat days. I just think balance is really good, because you know what makes you feel good and you know what makes you feel bad. So just trying to avoid the things that, if you're lactose intolerant, obviously no dairy, this, that, and the other. Pasta makes me feel rubbish because it's so heavy. But there's certain things that I can eat, and, you know, Thai green curry is one of them. I just love it.
I think that's so magical. So if you have a situation like a power cut, which, you know, would freak a lot of people out, and I just love that you turned it into such a positive and a positive feast on top of it. And I love how everyone chose exactly what they wanted. That is so wonderful. And I also think there's a lot to be said for giving your body what it is craving, what it's asking for, and allowing yourself to enjoy it guilt-free. I think there's a lot of unnecessary weight that comes from feeling guilty about what you're doing. I think you subconsciously, if you say, this is going to be bad for me, this is going to make me gain weight, I actually think the body is such a powerful machine that it comprehends what you're saying, and it's going to do exactly that. I think if you allow yourself to have whatever it is you desire and to say, I am going to really, really enjoy this, and this is going to be really good for me, and my body is going to benefit from this, I think there's something absolutely true in that. I really, really do.
But I do think if you have got the budget, it is really worth going to see someone like Petronella, because I think, you know, to just learn about what you're deficient in, what's going to make you perform even better, what's going to make you feel good, sleep better, it's actually a really important tool. And what you eat is what you are. And you've actually inspired me to reach out to Gabriella again, who's my son's godmother. So I'm going to reach out to her, because she's a friend and a nutritionist, and it's got great tips for me when I'm feeling a bit lethargic. So it's always worth just checking in with a few experts, I think, if you can.
Well, I think we should also bring Gabby onto the podcast, because I remember she did a wonderful line of supplements. Yeah. That I also think are very interesting to talk about. So I think it's a good thing to bring both of them on the podcast. I do take supplements. You know, to be honest with you, my favorite supplements are actually created by my homeopath. So I go and see Victoria Young once every 2 weeks. She attaches me to her machine. I have a little thing on my forehead and two things around my wrists. And she basically checks into my system and sees where I'm in balance and where I'm not in balance. I often have a little bit of a challenge with my adrenals. All my stress goes into my adrenals. So I get a lot of adrenal support. And I get liver support. And recently she's given me metabolism support. And she's given me another remedy, which comes from the bright red berries that we see when we go for nature walks. And these ones are very good at protecting your heart against fat. If you've been told, like in my situation, that I have, that I'm thin fat. So she could see that this was a supplement. This was a homeopathic remedy that my body needed. But on top of that, I try and take vitamin B. I take vitamin D, because even though I do love the sun, I've been told that the D vitamin doesn't properly penetrate my system. And that is probably because I'm too good at wearing too much sun cream. And I put on sun cream the moment I wake up and I keep putting it on. And the thing is that it basically goes through your eyes and it goes through your skin. And I wear sunglasses and I wear sun cream. So I'm basically creating a barrier. And I'm so vitamin D deficient that I take 40,000 milligrams, 20,000 on a Monday, 20,000 on a Friday at the moment. I also try and take different kinds of magnesium, which really helps my body. And then I take one multivitamin. Mm-hmm. These are my preferred supplements at the moment. At times, I also do 3 months of something for my hair to help it get stronger and grow a little bit more. Exactly. I found that I did something that was not very good for me last year, which was I decided to have a few months of putting extensions in, and the ones that actually get burned onto your hair. And when I had them taken out 2 months later, I lost about a third of my hair. And it was a really, although they were beautiful and I really enjoyed having them, and they were made by a very, very talented woman who does extensions on a lot of my girlfriends, and it works on all my girlfriends, and they're really able to care for their hair in a way that I unfortunately wasn't. I decided to have them put in just as we were about to go on a summer holiday, and I was literally in and out of salt water every single day, which really tangled them. I didn't take care of them in the right way. So when I went to her, I basically had dreadlocks, and it took out so much of my hair. So it wasn't something that really worked for me. And I needed to give my hair a lot of extra nourishment, which I find through these incredible hair supplements.
I mean, I definitely have taken the biotin, the pure biotin tablets, which I got from Holland & Barrett. At times when I've been really stressed out, when I've washed my hair, I've noticed that a more than normal amount of hair has come out when I'm washing it, which is quite frightening, actually, when you're in the shower and you're scrubbing your scalp and you rinse your hair and suddenly clumps of your hair come out and you think, oh my gosh, what's happening to me? And those are the times that you should call your nutritionist. But the biotin definitely helps with that. And obviously I'm a huge advocate of hair masks, because hair breakage is also, I've got a lot of hair breakage, because when I blow dry my hair, I like to do it with a heated metal brush. And obviously when you're applying heat to the heated metal brush, you do get breakage and damage to your hair. So it's really, really important to protect your hair and keep it strong and keep it healthy by treating it to a really good hair mask, which you then don't blow dry afterwards. If I do a hair mask in the evening, I try and leave it on, then rinse it off, and actually just either let my hair dry naturally, which it looks horrendous afterwards, but or just rough dry it and leave it, because I'm trying not to style my hair at every single wash. And also, the less frequently you wash your hair, the better condition it will be in. And there are some great dry shampoos out there for, between washes when your hair does need a wash, which mine does today. I haven't washed it since Saturday when I went to the amazing party, and it's Thursday today, and I haven't washed it. I've been using dry shampoo because I'm really consciously trying to make an effort not to wash it so much. I'm only going to wash it once this week, and I'm really eking it out. So tonight it will be getting a thorough wash and a hair treatment. So I definitely think the supplements are worth it. I take a lot of fish oils as well, because I find that they're great for skin, hair, and nails, and all the omegas are great for you. And I also take one combined multivitamin, which I also give the children in a children's form as well, just to keep away any germs and nasties that are lurking around, which is so frequently picked up at school.
I tell you another thing that's amazing for children is the vitamin D spray. Mm. I find that vitamin D is, I had no idea how important it is for our brains to function properly, for our bodies to function properly. And obviously you think because you experience the sun, and I do especially on a very regular basis. So I was so surprised when I was told that I am so vitamin D deficient. So I just find that it works wonders to give my children two little sprays on a very regular basis. And again, I love an American vitamin pill that is created by a father for children. And it is called, let me just find it, one second.
She's off to find the pills. But yeah, the other one that I'm going to mention actually is my Baba has done an amazing multivitamin, which is a probiotic and vitamin in one. And you sprinkle it on your children's breakfast in the morning or on their smoothies, or they can literally just put it onto a piece of apple. And it tastes very sweet and almost like sherbet dip. And it has everything they need to protect them for the day. So that's another really, really good one from my Baba. And my Baba has a blog and a link to where you can buy it. And I actually give my children that every single day. Because I think, you know, if we're taking these things, we need to protect our children as well. And what about the dogs? Do you give your dogs anything? I might start giving Coco some fish oils again, because I do think fish oils are really good for their coat.
I think fish oils are absolutely brilliant. And I also think these little pet tabs that you can get that are little multivitamins for dogs are incredibly good. But you know, what I did before and what I will do again is I will actually cook a very varied diet for my dogs with a lot of, you know, mackerel and salmon and sardines, the fish with the very good omegas, and also give them lots of leafy greens in their meals, because again, that gives a lot of wonderful vitamins. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I do believe that the more varied your diet can be and the more rich in the deeply colored fruits and vegetables compared with high quality organic chicken, wild fish, I think for me personally, I just know that I feel the best when I eat organic, high quality produce. And, you know, mentality is changing. You know, it used to be meat with a side of vegetables. You know, today, portion-wise, everybody will feel a lot better if they go for the vegetables with a side of meat, or the vegetables with a side of fish, or the vegetables with a side of chicken, or the vegetables with a side of pulses, simply because we need much more of the varied vegetables than we do of the protein. Not to say that we don't need protein, we absolutely do. The detox, or rather Petronella's program that I'm doing at the moment, I'm eating precisely the same amount of protein as I am of vegetables. Exactly. So it's 50. You do have to weigh it, and you are told what ingredients your metabolism can metabolize, and you're told which ones you can't have. So I'm doing 50-50, but I think at the end of the day, I think if you could do 60% vegetables, 40% protein, I think you're doing your body the greatest favor on the planet.
Yeah, and these green juices, I think, are just such a good way to start the day. You know, I never have time for breakfast before I drop the boys. I always just have a little snack. And if I can, if I've got a green juice in the fridge that I've got from Plenish, then I will be super happy to start my day that way. And then once I've done my workout and I'm at home and I can breathe again, I will then prepare myself something to eat, which is normally scrambled eggs on toast, or avocado on toast, or salmon and avocado, or something just quite filling. And that's really when I have like an early lunch, if you like, because I do eat early in the evening with the children.
So I did, talking about juicing, I did an incredible purchase last week. Unfortunately, my sage crashed and burned, you can say, but it has been a faithful juicer for the last 5 years and I was really pleased with it. But when I went on to Amazon, I decided, you know what, I hear so much good about cold pressed slow juicing because the heat doesn't damage too many of the nutrients. And I found what I would personally call a complete bargain. I bought a wonderful juicer from Alcock, A-L-C-O-K, for £79.99. I've been using it for the last 2 weeks to make my celery juice in the morning. And guys, it's absolutely brilliant. It has two little containers, one where the cold pressed juice comes into and one where all the pulp goes. And I was then given a phenomenal recipe by one of you wonderful listeners out there, which I am absolutely going to share with you as soon as I'm able to find it. You basically gave me a recipe for how to use the pulp from my celery juicing. I'm just going to have a little look in on my phone because I took a picture of it.
I'm just going to talk about, the benefits of just adding one juice to your diet. And, you know, it is time consuming to make a juice. It's even more time consuming to wash it up and not something that a lot of us have time to do before the school run when you're in a rush. But if you can get one from your local, shop and have it there in the morning. It's such a beneficial way to start the day. And I mean, you've inspired me actually to get a new juicer. I haven't juiced for years, but I always used to start my day with a carrot and ginger juice just because I love the taste. But actually, there's so much goodness from actually eating it or drinking the vegetable than there is cooking it. And although we eat a huge amount of steamed green vegetables in our house, there isn't really a comparison for juicing, a whole bunch of celery or whatever it is you're going to make. So I definitely think it's worth adding that into the diet. But we are coming to the end of our podcast today. Caroline's just looking for her. She's going to have to do a swipe up to the juicer and the recipe.
I absolutely will do. And it might be next week because I fear somehow it might have got lost from my pictures. So if you do have a wonderful pizza-based recipe using the pulp from a cold-pressed juicer, I would be super grateful if you would DM it to me on my Instagram at Caroline Fleming Official. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. We will come back to you. We've got a wonderful guest speaker coming on our next podcast. You've had lots of updates from us recently, and we're so happy to share what's going on and in and around our lives with you and tips and tricks for staying happy, healthy, well-rested and positive about life. And we are really excited to have a few interesting people who are going to talk about all the things we've talked about today, as well as a few other really relatable issues that we feel will keep us on the right track and aware of our bodies and our health and everything going on around us. So wishing you a really happy week ahead, and thank you for listening as always, and wishing you our very best from London.
Lots of love. Have a great day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.